Good morning and welcome to the midweek devotion, Coffee with Ann. God's jewels are on the tree this morning, tiny droplets of raindrops clinging to each lifeless twig. Under the gray sky, the jewels are pearl-like. As the sky brightens, they change to diamonds, catching the light in each one. Then they disappear in the brightness of the sun outside my window. As I gaze, I realize I've seen another of the Lord's little miracles. Perhaps this morning you have noticed another I didn't see. The coffee's hot, and it's time to settle into our visit. A few days ago, George and I sat down and looked at our finances. The dust from the holidays has settled, so it seems a good time to reflect and check on things. We looked at each aspect of the budget to check on how we are doing with savings, income, and expenditures. What bills we pay monthly and those that come quarterly, and then what we might want to change a little, and what projects we are considering. Have you ever thought about how much we are led by a feeling we must hedge against various financial disasters? Savings account, in case something breaks down with the cars or the house, or unexpected medical bills. Life insurance, health insurance, house insurance, car insurance, liability insurance, warranties. Are there more? Why do we do that? And if we can't afford all those protections, what do we not pay for? If the budget allows, parents feel they must have life insurance and health insurance is a necessity, etc., etc. There are lots of reasonable reasons to devote income to each of these. All the possible disasters of life, waiting for the shoe to drop, can only add to my anxiety, and I can see why, if we can afford all this, choose to pay for the so-called peace of mind. It's all very practical. There is a but, a life observation. If we depend only on earthly solutions to earthly problems, we are likely to be disappointed. When insured events occur, we need more than the payout of the various companies. When someone we love or ourselves becomes seriously ill, a car is totaled, or someone wants to sue us, or a storm causes a massive tree to cave into our house, or a family member passes away. Of course, money lessens the load in some ways, but we are still left with living through the physical and emotional pain and stress that comes with any loss. Any situation that reminds us of the vulnerability of our lives on this earth. The scriptures, Old and New Testament, remind us that we are never alone in the hard times. Scriptures tell us over and over that the Lord will never leave us or forsake us. One resource I found indicated that there are over 60 verses in the Old and New Testament that reassure us of the Lord's promises to hold us up through it all. A couple, or three. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. Very familiar. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. 1 Peter 5, 7. Casting all your anxieties on Him because He cares for you. Hebrews 13, 5 and 6. Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, never will I leave you, nor will I forsake you. And Deuteronomy 31:8. It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. One last point. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. When faith seems hard to find and you or I want so badly something to reassure us, may I suggest, step outside or gaze out a window. All the nature you see, smell, touch, feel, is His presence in our world. The earth God ordered for us is concrete, real, touchable. Nature is the assurance of God's ever presence. The seasons will come and go. The sun will rise and set. The moon and stars will take its place. The flowers and trees will bloom, and the time for them to rest will come. We need not ever doubt. Step outside, see, really see, and I ask you, if we are not important to Him, if we are not loved by Him, our Lord, why do we live in the natural world that is so filled with beauty and wonder? His power is there for us as when we look out the window, walk in the woods, watch the tides go out and come in. Gaze at the night sky. We are His. Pray with me. Thank you, Lord, for the beauty of this world, the lessons that can be learned from the nature you prepared for us. This earthly world tells us over and over we have only ourselves to depend on. Praise your name. That is not true. We have you, all-powerful, all-loving, and compassionate. Thank you, Lord, for being with us all the time and the reminders you have provided to reassure us. In your precious name, amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.